We can start.
Okay, Tom.
Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Madness has officially begun.
Oh, yeah.
Footy's on, little Champions League.
Little champs.
Did you go 3-0 yesterday, 4-0 yesterday?
Yesterday.
2 days ago.
Yeah. What did we miss yesterday?
Yesterday was fucking UV didn't go through.
Yeah, that one hurt. We got, we're 2-0 today. We got Barca tied right now. Messi just missed a penalty.
I know. 2-0 in footy?
Yeah.
How are you? You won Northern Colorado earlier today?
And Syracuse.
You're a fucking wagon today, pal.
Let's go, pal.
This is March, baby. This is what we've been waiting for, dude.
How'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I finished 3-3 in college basketball.
Hey. Hey, if that's a bad day, you're having a pretty fucking good week.
Hey, Cleveland State, baby. Congratulations.
Cleveland State's a wagon.
Horizon League champs.
I don't know if you guys saw. That was me patting my back 4-0 last night.
Toe. Oh,
baby, Toe.
Boxy, we're back.
Good time to get hot.
Well, we're back last night. You should definitely fade me tonight.
Oh, come on,
no,
Tony.
No, you got to have confidence. Right?
I don't have confidence. If this was football season, I went 4-0, I'd fucking be walking on water. But NCAA basketball season, anything can
happen. This is the best time of the year to get hot gambling.
You're 1,000%.
Nothing matters before then. My record's terrible, but I don't care because this is March, baby. We're going to get hot. I just won a hockey game yesterday. Things are looking
you
up.
Did. Fucking puck line pens. Dude, things are... NBA's back after the All-Star break.
Yep.
Got the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
We got March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
We got FCS is picking up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gaining steam.
The Players is this weekend.
Oh, we got
great
we got,
tournament.
Oh, we know who's winning that.
Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Players kind of.
Guy just learned how to play.
Players is the quote unquote fifth major.
Yep.
So the boys are going to be ramped up for that. Actually, we're going to have Cutmaker Jeff back on today.
Let's go.
Guy's got fucking golf locks.
Golf
dude.
Locks. Last week in his model, he had Hovland and Bryson as 1-2. Hovland was up there. He fell off a little bit, but as we all know, Bryson came through and won. And then Connors. I believe Connors was, what did he finish, third, fourth? So we are good there. Any other sports I'm missing that we got coming up?
No, we got footy. Footy's just rolling, dude.
The big
Champs
boy.
League.
Champs League.
I mean, Europa League tomorrow. I don't love betting on the Europa League just because
it's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, and some teams care about it and some
That's
teams don't. You just never know. I'll usually wait till I see the lineups to make a play. But you can get some good lines out there right now, man.
We have a big rule on this show, or at least I have a big rule on this show, is try to stay away from trying to guess who's going to care in a game and who's not going to care in a game. That's how you get caught in some of those situations. Like I said, major conference tournaments are starting today. Did they start last night? Was there any major? No.
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 So they're starting today. I think there's, what, 2 Big Ten games at least? The ACC. No, yeah, because the ACC started yesterday.
Yeah.
I did get a glimpse of Foxy. I don't know. I want to get your opinion on this. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the shooting background at the Big Ten tournament?
Oh, yeah. You're the one that showed me that. That's going to be a problem.
Instead of, for some reason, the Big Ten tournament, they're not doing it at Bankers Life. They're not doing any. They're doing it at Lucas Oil Stadium here in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to Terrence Ross down in the bubble, and he was like, the shooting background here is unbelievable. Because it was just a black curtain, I believe, and it was like 6 feet behind the hoop. At Lucas Oil Stadium, there is nothing behind the hoop probably for like 30, 40 yards, which fucks up the shooter's depth perception, so I might take a few undies in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah,
to start.
Look for Michigan potentially, or excuse me, Iowa to potentially get upset because they shoot a lot of threes. I mean, if Garza's not looking good and they're missing shots, Iowa could get upset there.
Incredible.
After last night, threw it out there, Gonzaga live money line last night.
Yeah, you had Gumpy texted us when Gonzaga was down 12 or whatever.
But I am I don't think Gonzaga is going to get there.
What?
To the Final Four?
I think they're going to get got by a talented, fast, athletic team at some point.
If you can defend, because their offense is so unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can see that.
I think they're going to get got.
I can see that.
Like, I think Baylor's
didn't
better.
Didn't we bet on them last night?
Yeah, live bet.
Yeah, when they were down 12 or whatever, live bet.
That was an awesome bet. Yeah.
Great bet.
I think Baylor's better than Zaga. I'll say that right now.
I fucking double hit that because you said live bet that, and I had taken BYU pre-flop.
Yeah, you had a plus 14.
I didn't even know Foxy was back here.
Oh, yeah. Foxy Betts is back here.
Yeah.
Jay, how we doing? Pat?
Bud?
He did so well for us last week. We decided, hey, we got the players this week, the fifth.
Oh, is he back?
The fifth major.
Yo, this guy made me so much money.
Welcome back to the show at Cutmaker Jeff, the Cutmaker Pod. Welcome
back, sir. Yeah. Jeff.
Gentlemen.
Jeff.
Yes, buddy.
You're a hero, buddy. Did you see the internet's reaction to that bet for Bryson, the futures bet? I mean, that was because, I mean, you gave us like seven names, but out of that whole, it's because of you. I appreciate what you did. You helped out my FanDuel account immensely and put me on a ride on Sunday that I could have never experienced. I appreciate you a lot.
Well, let's do it again, baby. Let's do it again.
Who do you like this weekend for the players?
A couple guys I like. Real quick, I like John Rahm, 17-1 is probably the shortest odds guy I like. Two things he does very well, scores on par fives and avoids bogeys. I like John Rahm. Xander Schauffele's a good price this week at 24-1. Grades out top three in my model. I like Xander a lot. Tyrrell Hatton, 33-1. A lot of people were on him last week. I like him this week. But number one player in my model, guys, it's funny because he has the some. I think Pat Mayo came up with a nickname for him of Big Dick Vic, and Victor Hovland is.
We bet on him last week, right?
Yeah.
He's number one in my model, and I love Hovland. Graded out number one last week. I like him again this week. If he can putt well, I think he's got a really good shot because he's about the hottest golfer on the planet right now outside his putter.
What happened to him last week? Did he fall off on Saturday? Was that, or was it Sunday morning?
Yeah, he struggled a little bit on Saturday, and then it was funny because Saturday night he was 750-1.
Jesus,
I was like, yeah, I'll throw $5 on him if he can, you know, he can shoot a 61 and shoot the course record and get in the hunt. But then it was, you know, brutal conditions on Sunday. It was really windy. A lot of people struggled, and Hovland was one of those too. So again, he can be down a little bit, but man, guys, he grades out so well, short term, long term, everything. Love Hovland this weekend.
Okay, I love Hovland as well. I've already bet on him. My question for you is, what was Bryson DeChambeau doing Saturday night at 7:20? Does he practice at night? What did they mean by that? And they're like, this is an exhausting way of golf. Like, what did they mean by that?
Yeah, no, he definitely is a guy who just, he'll go out and, you know, keep working on something. A lot of these guys do that. If they want to, you know, they're playing around, they go back out, they want to figure something out, whether Bryson might be his driver. A lot of these guys, if they want to try to dial something in. But, dude, when you're trying to bomb at 370 like Bryson is over the lake, you got to get that thing dialed in. You got to work it out. But you see how hard he swings. When you swing that hard, that's a workout. I get tired just watching somebody club that on.
Jeff, when you did your model this week, and these were the guys who graded out well in the model, John Rahm, Schauffele, Hatton, Victor Hovland.
Hey, and by the way, for future reference, I bet as you say these names, so maybe lead off with the favorite. You know what I mean? I'm 3,000 down before you even say the favorite. I'm like, okay, now this guy's his favorite.
Hey, Pat, one more guy you got to put in there, the long shot. Will Zalatoris is 85-1. 85-1 this week. Grades out top 10 of my model. Throw a hundo on him or so, and he's got an outside shot, so I like
him
a lot.
$42,000 win. Let's go, dude.
All right, so
let's go, baby.
Let's go.
At the players at TPC, what are the key factors that went into the model this week?
So yeah, honestly, guys, it's a couple of things, but one, there are easy par fives here that you have to birdie. And so I looked at that a little bit, but there are several par fours that are just under 500 yards. I factored par four scoring on those conditions in pretty well. And bogey avoidance, guys. I mean, there are seven holes that have more than a 20% bogey rate. So you can birdie the par fives, but if you're bogeying some of these other holes, you're just going to give it right back. So I looked at, can you score on par fives and can you avoid your bogeys? John Rahm is one of the best at that. But man, I like Hovland too, so it's going to be it'll be fun. It'll be a par five scoring, par four scoring on 500 yards or so, and then avoiding bogeys.
Okay, and one issue we are going to have, and I know that Gumpy has a big issue with it. Gumpy loves Morikawa this weekend.
I just bet large on Morikawa.
So, where's he at in your model this week?
Morikawa is actually short-term, he's fifth. So he grades out well too. But it's, guys, it's really hard to win back-to-back on the PGA Tour, right?
And did you know he learned how to putt?
He's not a stud and that he can't do it. But it's one of those things where it doesn't grade out. The course, it's a Pete Dye course. He's really played very well on Nicklaus courses. It's not very long, and so it's going to bring a lot of the shorter hitters into play too. So a lot of the areas where Morikawa might actually have a big edge over the field, I think the shortness of this course kind of levels the playing field a little bit for people who aren't as good as their long irons as Morikawa is.
Do you factor in the fact that he just learned how to putt into your algorithms and stuff?
But on Bermuda grass and did a new putting grip and all that stuff. Yeah, actually, I do look at his putting in the short-term rounds, and you're right, it's his putting's improved dramatically. But he's still going to have to beat some of the elite putters, some of the Webb Simpsons of the world, some of these guys who don't have to hit it very far and who are even better. You know, yeah, he's putted much better, but he's not what I would call an elite yet, not that he can't get there. But some of these other folks are, and again, the shortness of the course this week really keeps a lot of other guys in play. Heck, that number 17 par 3 Island Green is only 127 yards. So, I mean, there are some holes in this week that are super short.
All right, so we got Rahm, Schauffele, Hatton, Hovland, Will Zalatoris. Do you have anything else before we get you out of here? As far as matchups or anything like that this weekend that you really like?
Sure. One more guy I'll mention that grades out at number one in my short-term model, Scottie Scheffler. He's 40-1, elite par 4 scorer. So I like that. Matchups, I took Rahm over Rory. I took Rahm over Bryson. And I took everybody in the whole world over Spieth because he's hitting those 20-foot putts, he's kind of spraying the ball all over the place with his driver, and he could get awfully wet if he can't dial it in. So I took a lot of different matchups against Spieth. And then on FanDuel specifically, there's a bet you can bet without Bryson, DJ, Rory, or Rahm. I took Xander at 17-1 and Hovland at 21-1.
Okay. You can follow at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, Cutmaker Pod. And how do they sign up for the texting service again?
Yeah, just text the word golf to 855 Golf Pod, and you'll get text tonight at 7 o'clock with all the plays we make. Friday morning head to heads, Saturday morning head to heads, Sunday morning, and then live bets we make on various golfers when there's value. It's a ton of fun, guys, and you'll get a lot out of it.
Jeff, we can't thank you enough.
Yeah, how'd you get into this? Were you a PGA guy? How'd you get into this whole thing?
No, I just. Honestly, I've done a lot of sports betting in my life, and I was trying to find something some way that I could have an angle that I could actually win repeatedly. And you know, you can do a lot of analysis on football or basketball and all these various metrics. And I just found the right tools to be able to plug it into golf, and it's been really, really good. It takes a lot of work. I put hours and hours in each tournament. But every year the models get sharper when these tournaments repeat themselves, and I find that I can put out some pretty good results. So it's been a lot of fun, guys, and hopefully we can keep it going. And I'll keep winning. You'll keep having me on, and we all win.
Hey,
plus 14 units with you.
How upset are you though that your $100,000 man Brookie Cookie is out with injury?
Oh no.
Oh man, he jacked up his knee. I'm not thrilled about that. But yeah, it's funny you said. Yeah, I've won a ton of money on Koepka in my life, almost about $100,000 in my life betting on Koepka. And so yeah, the first time I won his first U.S. Open, I won $20,000, and I had Koepka Palooza at my house. It was great. Got a life size cutout. It was got some Mick Ultra kegs. So I'm a huge Koepka guy. I'm bummed that he wasn't playing this week, but hopefully he can rest up and be ready for the Masters.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate you. We will talk to you probably around the Masters. Thank you so much. And I did subscribe to the texting, and it's a lot of text, and it's a lot of plays, and it's awesome.
Thanks, buddies. Take care.
Cheers, Cupmaker Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff, for money, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Is he on a Zoom call?
No, FaceTime.
He's freezing up a little bit there.
It's his internet.
Froze it.
Hey, I love that guy. I missed Jeff, him last week. He's great.
He and I made a lot of money together. I mean,
I love golf betting.
He put me on quite a ride there. It is much better whenever you got that. Yeah. I mean, I just bet on seven people.
Him saying everyone against Spieth is my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, Spieth was in it there for a little bit, huh? And then kind
of
stopped.
And a lot of people, you saw us on tour last week, and like Spieth, when Spieth wins and Spieth plays good, he's like the luckiest golfer that they say. Yeah. And like he hits all these long putts and all that, which I guess is also skill. But if he is spraying it It's a wet course. Congrats to Pat. He just won $1,800 on the total of Northern Arizona and Portland State over 131. He's a sharp, and he knew that earlier, and he bet it during his live show.
So during live show, made that bet.
2:15 p.m., I believe you made that bet.
Yeah, I did. I made that bet for a mid-afternoon game. What was the teams playing again?
Northern Arizona and Portland State.
I just saw that 131, and I thought, you know, these boys, what are the teams again?
Northern Arizona, Portland State.
I knew these boys were going to show up. You know, I knew they were going to put balls in the basket. And when you talk about these two squads, you talk about teams that when the lights come on, stars come out. I appreciate them putting on a show. That 131 seemed a bit low to me.
I mean, it is low.
So, I mean, we had a conversation quickly, but I hammered that thing rather hard in the middle of the show, just get a little action. And I thought in the middle of the show, if things died down, I'd be able to take a little look-see down there and get a little reaction out of it. Didn't even look at it until I was taking the old post-show shit. And
it wasn't close either. It was a fucking soak, dude.
Let's go, way bro. Over. It's been a good March Madness thus far for me. Let's go.
Actually, I don't even know if the... Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, it went to... we got 130, 143. Wasn't even close.
What a joke, dude. I saw that number. I knew they were fucking handing us that one, boys. They were handing us that one, weren't they, Fox?
Did you make any other bets yet?
Yeah, I just bet $500 on all those dudes.
What? How about just said. Basketball today? Or do you want to hear? You want to hear what we got?
No, I had a parlay. Remember, I had that parlay.
Sac State lost.
Yeah, it was.
He did it again, I think.
No, I mean, Sac State lost. So I had Portland State, too. Northern Arizona beat them. I picked every favorite today.
March is madness.
Yeah, and there's been some upsets. So March is madness. I think that was that theory has lost for me a few times. In the NHL,
I've been NHL was 7-1 favorite last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if you parlay them all together and try to get a big bang, the NHL favorites are going to win.
There it is.
Favorites are going to win. But if you got to get real lucky that you don't get the Who Among Us, the one, the night that is going to upset and ruin the entire parlay.
NHL, of all the sports this year, NHL, the favorites have just been fucking cashing in.
It's a good bet.
Before we get to our college basketball plays, see which one we are going to take out of our lineup. Foxy, you hit last night, puck line pens.
Yeah, I've hit four out of my last
Crosby,
six.
Sidney Crosby, by the way. Three quarters of the ice put that thing home.
Thank you, Sidney.
Four out of your last six, and before that, you lost five in a row. So we have no idea what to do with your bets, huh?
Yeah, and this sucks because I actually hate this game, but it's on ESPN, so I have to take it. Duke against Louisville.
I knew you were going here, dude.
Duke stinks. I'm taking Louisville plus 2.5. Simple as that. I got no other explanation.
That's a bet I can get behind right there. Mm-hmm. Let's go, Foxy.
Let's go.
I mean, Duke has stunk all season long.
But then that kid quit, and he got good.
They have been much better.
Foxy, I'm going biggest bet I've ever gone with you.
Let's go. I told Tone at the beginning of the show, this is the time to get hot. March is the best time of the year to get hot, and I'm really feeling the heat right now. I think it's coming.
Oh, he's in the kitchen. He's
Yep. Gumpy, were you on that game at all?
No. I knew that was going to be Foxy.
You knew that.
I always pick it beforehand, and then I get caught in the crossfire one way or another. I knew Duke Louisville was the one on the slate.
What, that Mercer on Monday was enough for you?
Those poor fucking kids had a chance at going to the dance, and you burned them to the ground.
Mercer Bears should be dancing. Minutes.
They were fucking right there.
There was a lid on the rim. The guy had a wide open layup. It just didn't go in.
Did you see that last night, the end of that Pens game? Sid rifles one off the post with like a minute 20 left. And then there was an empty net that hit the post again. Yep. I was like, oh no. And then all of a sudden, minute left or whatever, he puts another one in there. The jubilation that had to come from you getting a win with Pittsburgh had to be pretty good last night.
That felt like the curse breaking. Like that felt like the turning point. And this March is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I hope it was, because that Mercer UNCG game, not only did you fuck over Mercer in that game,
they're alumni.
I think you also fucked over UNCG somehow, because their team total was 69.5, and they ended with 69, and they might have missed 12 free throws and a dunk coming down the stretch. It was
wide open dunk.
Unbelievable.
They were trying to help Foxy.
They were.
That game
was too powerful.
That game is why you gamble, though. That last 2 minutes was so electric watching it, even though we all lost. It sucked, but it was so awesome.
I didn't lose. I did not bet on that, by the way. There's a couple nights where I don't get what Foxy's betting on, and it's really good for my FanDuel account, it seems like, as of lately.
All right, Gumpy.
Hey, is it not great waking up, by the way, and just more money being
you have? I mean, there's an 11 o'clock tip. I'm betting. I mean, I saw that last night. I mean, it's just like BYU Pepperdine starting at midnight. Like,
well, that you had that. You sent a text to the group like, "Hey, live Beck Gonzaga right now. It's plus something. I got it at plus whatever."
Yeah.
But there's no way I'm staying awake for that. And I'm not a morning person at all. But one thing I really look forward to in the morning is okay, I want to see, did we hit or not? I forget the games we bet on, but it is a fantastic way to start your day.
See, I have this thing where like I wake up in the middle of the night all the time. And if it's like 3, 4 a.m., I have to go check to see if those
bets won. But then allegedly science says you're not going to fall back asleep because of the way the phone is constructed.
I'm heavy.
Really? Good for you. I'm up.
Real quick, that reminds me, I have an absolute lock for tomorrow, and it's in the morning, so I have to get it out now. Michigan State plus 1.5 against Maryland. Maryland just beat Michigan State. Revenge game. It's a guaranteed lock. Michigan State's hot. We're going to get in the dance. The boys are ready to roll.
Okay, well, I may hold
you. Catching points against Maryland?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. And we're not a three-point shooting team. We're actually a terrible three-point shooting team, so we're in Lucas Oil Stadium. That big-ass dome, it's not going to affect us.
Doesn't affect you as much. Yeah. Nice.
Maryland's been a roller coaster all damn year.
All right, Gumpy, let's start with Iona and Siena. What side are you taking?
I mean, I'm taking the 1.5.
And I got Iona at minus. I am on Iona's minus one, and you're on Siena plus.
Oh, here we go.
We're plus 1.5.
Yeah.
Tattoo maybe or something live on the show.
Tell me why.
Underdog in this matchup, 13-3 against the spread. And okay. I just honestly think they're the better team.
Okay. I got the Gales, which I would never, ever, ever, ever bet against the Gales. 7-0-1 ATS their last 8 versus winning teams. 5-1 ATS after a win. 4-1 ATS on neutral sites. 7-2 ATS in the last 9. I just like the Gales in this matchup, pal.
Fair play. I've seen a lot of people on it.
That's not good. That's not good. How many people?
Just a few. I mean, it's a tough matchup.
I can tell you here right now.
It's a tough matchup any way you look at it.
55% of the tickets are on Iona with 45% of the money on Iona. So, I mean, we've got a little flippy floppy thing going on there.
Like that.
My next game, I'm on UTSA minus 4.5 versus Charlotte. Do you have anything on that game?
No, I'm skipping that one, Tony.
UTSA 4-0-1 in their last 5 is a favorite. 5-1 in their last 6 overall. 5-2 after W. And Charlotte has been an absolute dumpster fire. Lost 8 in a row. They fucking stink. Give me UTSA minus 4.5.
Like that, Tony?
What do you got, Paul?
Taking Vandy money line over Texas A&M.
Scottie Pippen's kid plays a Vandy.
Vandy is a great pick tonight.
11-7-5 against the spread.
Let's go, Gump.
5-1-4 against the spread their last 10. And the favorite in this matchup, 5-1 against the spread last 6.
Let me one-up you there. 7-1-4 in their last 12 overall. 3-0-1 in their last 4 versus a losing team. And 6-0-2 in their last 8 following a loss. A&M on a 5-11 ATS run. 1-4 in their last 5 as a dog. 0-5 following an against the spread win. A&M also not on a good trend streak here. Love the Vandy. I mean, I could take money line. I could take minus one. It doesn't fucking matter, dude.
Yeah. I love a money line.
My next zone, am I against you in this one?
What do you got?
Nebraska plus 6.5.
Do you guys bet on every game?
So I don't.
No,
How many games are there?
I have. Today there were 30 something, and this I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't love this game, Tony. I laid the points with Penn State, but it is a lot. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on it.
Well, they split this season.
Yeah.
The game that Penn State won, they won by 3. Penn State is 3-9 ATS, and their last 12 was a favorite. 0-5 ATS in their last 5 against losing teams. And then I have Nebraska 6-2 ATS off a loss this season on a run. Nebraska 5-1 ATS in the last 6 as a neutral dog.
This is getting expensive, huh?
Oh, are you putting all these in?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's see how you guys did.
Nebraska was fucking terrible. They didn't get their first Big Ten win until about like 2 weeks ago, but Penn State also not great.
Yeah, Penn State shows up against better teams. It seems like they play down against worse teams. That's 1,000%. My only concern there.
What else you got?
You like Nebraska?
I laid the 6.5 with Penn State, but I don't love it.
And I took Nebraska.
Nebraska was a problem for that football team.
Yeah, they were.
It was.
This is a classic.
Joe just completely like missed everything because of how good Nebraska was.
This is a classic which team stinks worse game.
Okay.
Northwestern, I'm taking a money line over Minnesota.
I was leaning that way too.
This Minnesota team, I don't know what happened to them. They've lost players. They got guys not playing tonight. Patino seems like he's lost it. Neutral site, Minnesota, 0-10 last 10 on the road.
Wow. So they're due.
Nah.
So they're due.
I think they're due.
I think they're due. I talked about taking the under in these
terrible games.
Big Ten opening games, but Northwestern defense is 13th in the Big Ten, and Minnesota defense is 14th in the Big Ten. Jeez. I believe that would put both of those teams dead last, so I'm not going to probably take an under when the defenses are that bad. What's not that the offenses are not. They're 10th and 11th, so not that much better.
You know what I'm going? I'm going big on the Penn State-Nebraska under.
Okay.
145.5.
Okay.
Put that in as my lock now that you're speaking, because I forgot about the Big Ten optics that you're high on.
Okay, so let me look at that, because their defense is also not.
The optics of the Big Ten stadium, not easy to shoot.
It's going
to
be a problem.
Well, I mean, it's right. It's correct. Well, here's the thing. Nebraska offense, their number, they are 56th in the nation as far as taking three-pointers, which is high. There's 330 teams in the nation. And Penn State is 57th. So they are going to shoot the three-point ball. Like, they are going to attempt it. So that will help the under, is what I'm trying to say.
Because they're going to miss the three-point shots.
Correct. Versus what Foxy said about Michigan State. They don't even shoot the three, so it's not going to affect them as much. Mm-hmm. These are two teams that it can affect.
That's my basketball lock.
So as part of their point distribution, Nebraska, Penn State, huge. You know what? I might take that with you, pal.
Let's go. Let's go big.
We going
go.
Penn State, Nebraska under?
145.5.
Yeah, let's do that.
I want big, big.
Let's do that.
Bet real big. Stadium real big. Shots real big. Everything
thing real big. I need to check the pace on these two teams before they fucking do that, though, too. Yeah, let's just not get all willy-nilly. Connor, while we're doing that, will you come in or Nikki Skates, whoever? My last NCAA pick was DePaul and Providence under 135. They scored 104 the last time out. DePaul under 8-1 in their last nine after a loss. 11-2 under as a dog. 13-3 under run total. I like DePaul and Providence under 135 tonight. What else? You got any more calls?
I got Army money line this morning. This line's up to like -3, -3.5. I'd leave it at money line over Loyola. And then I'm also taking the four with Florida Atlantic. They're 7-3 their last 10.
I looked at that.
And 6-4 against the spread last 10.
Who are they against?
They are against UTEP.
Yeah. I've looked at it, but couldn't do it. Who we want to go, Skates or Connor basketball?
Don't matter to me, Tony. It's up to you.
NBA Connor, two games tonight. Why don't you fucking kick us off, dude?
Two games tonight. I am going to give you a player performance double for each team here. I'm going to go ahead and pick the games, Tony. Okay. First, I will take the Wizards-Grizzlies over 237.
Okay.
I was going to say Grizz, but it turns out that line is moving down, and I never like to bet on those, Tony. They always freak me out.
You're right.
On the Spurs-Mavericks game, I'm actually going to take the Spurs +4. Big time, you know, hangover coming off the All-Star game for Doncic.
Yep.
DeMar DeRozan, again, some may say he got snubbed. Revenge, second half. Which leads me into my first player performance double. DeMar DeRozan, 20 points, and the Spurs to win. +330.
Ooh,
you get some pretty good values. It is a tasty little treat. You can go ahead and parlay that with Ja Morant.
Okay.
Double-double. Grizzlies to win. +300.
Are we parlaying those two together?
If you want to feel frisky, you might as well. I also, in the same game, I'm going to take this single-handedly just because, you know, don't love to bet the triple-doubles, even though I do. Russell Westbrook, triple-double, Washington win, +540. I don't think he was an all-star this year.
No.
He wasn't. So, you know, angry Russ, he's going to be going after that triple-double. And last but not least, Josh Richardson.
Jay Rich
for the Mavs, 20 points, Dallas to win. Again, Doncic hangover means other guys need to step up.
Yep.
That's +830.
You're smart. The best, dude.
Smart.
Why not? Hey,
I like Washington. Washington was playing good ball before the break.
They are.
Live update, the wagon that is the Miami Hurricanes beat Clemson.
They did?
Wow. Yeah.
Fuck, I was going to take that too.
Larinaga.
Are they going to win the ACC tournament and fucking backdoor this thing?
Or are they 9.5-point dogs?
8.5.
Jesus.
Uh-oh. Nikki Skates, how we doing, Paul?
Great.
I know you have something, so let's do it quickly.
Yeah, we're talking a three-time Stanley Cup champ, Aaron Ward, here in about 5 minutes for that Hockey Talk. That episode's coming out tonight. Let's go with Vegas moneyline. They lost 2-0 to Minnesota on Monday. If you recall, we did get that bet right. Now we're going the opposite way. We're looking for Vegas to bounce back.
Nice.
Back to the well with L.A. over 5.5. They lost 6-5 in OT to the Ducks on Monday. I think they can pull it off this time. And Gumpy sent me some interesting stats on Montreal.
Les Habitants.
We're going Vancouver tonight, plus 130 and over 6. Total's gone over 6 of Montreal's last 7-1 playing Vancouver. Beautiful. They lost 2-1 to the Avs on Monday. We're looking for big bounce backs tonight.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Hey, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being awesome.
What time's that early tip tomorrow, Foxy?
11:30.
Woof.
Very excited for it. Also, I took Nick's pick yesterday. That was my Penguins pick. It was actually Nick's pick. That thing hit, so I recommend you take his picks tonight.
Wasn't my pick. I don't bet on Penguins, just the over-unders, but good for you, man.
Also, Oklahoma State WVU at 11:30 tomorrow morning. So we'll probably tweet out some of our early picks since we're not on.
That was a despicable move, by the way, by Foxy, too. Like, I support Fade Foxy,
what else?
And I help him out.
What do
you expect? It's disgusting.
I saw you jump out of your seat for that Penguins game against the Rangers. I said, yep, that's my lock, because I knew they were going to win. And what happened?
Well, I mean, they were playing the fourth string goalies.
So I mean, he robbed kids a chance of playing in March Madness.
Come on, guys. True.
We'll be back with more on Friday. By the way, tonight is hashtag FanDuel hammered down rollover 1750. $2,000 tomorrow if nobody hits.
Sturdy.
$2,250 on Friday when we talk to you. Hashtag FanDuel hammered down rollover 1750, 10 leg parlay, minus the 130 or worse odds. All games must be today. No screenshots. Type it out. See you Friday. Hammer
down.